WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And maybe you're just waking up. Maybe you don't have to go to work today. Maybe you have the day off for Patriots Day. It is school vacation week as well. So maybe you got to get up a little bit later because you didn't have to get up and get the kids out. Well, good morning and welcome into the day. You could be heading up to Boston, perhaps, to watch the Boston Marathon. You could be heading up to Boston to attend the Red Sox game. You could be staying home and watching both on television. Around here, it's a regular day. Be doing my usual thing. We'll have a regular programming, which means Chris McCarthy's coming up after me, and then Barry Richard after Bill O'Reilly. Barry's got that article today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app regarding Franks and Beans. So I'd be interested in reading your comments if you want to comment on it on Facebook or send app chat messages or call in and tell me, do you still have Franks and Beans on a regular basis? As I said earlier, I have it once a month maybe. It's a good, cheap dinner. And now that I eat less, you know, before I might have had maybe three Franks, although I think I put three Franks in the photo just to make it look better. But I'll take the package of hot dogs, which is what, like eight? I'll cook up four. I used to cook up four and I would eat two and give the dog two, but don't have the dog anymore since she passed on. So I will take, you know, two, cook them up, save the other two, take the leftover beans. Then I usually get a bag of sauerkraut. And so then the next night I'll have sauerkraut and Franks. Try to stretch those leftovers. And now I'm getting to the point where I'm actually like throwing away food because I don't get to all of it. I mean, I'm repurposing it as much as I can, but if you don't get to it after a certain amount of time, it goes bad. But anyway, Franks and Beans, do you still eat them? Do you still have them? Do you still love them? Does everybody else around you hate the fact that you eat them? Pretty sure around here they can tell what day is the day after the night that I had Franks and Beans. And of course, there's a lot going on in the world outside of Massachusetts today. Here it's a holiday. Or a holiday for some, not everybody. But here it's a holiday while the rest of the world is business as usual. We have everything that's going on in Israel and Iran. We have the Trump hush money trial starting. And I got to know Stormy Daniels a little bit. She's involved in the paranormal world. I had her on my radio show. I've spoken to her offline and, you know, and off the air. And, you know, she's a formidable person. She's not some dumb bimbo as people think that she is. And I've been trying to get her to come on WBSM and join me to talk about some paranormal stuff here just because I did it on an internet show that not a lot of people heard. So, you know, bring her paranormal story to a bigger audience. But she's just been so wrapped up in all this stuff that she hasn't been able to come on. But we'll work it out eventually, probably after the trial, and have her come on. She was going to come on and join me at one point, but then the Avenatti trial was going on and she couldn't speak during that. So we'll have her on at some point, but not to talk about all this stuff. I think you'll find her paranormal stories pretty interesting. So it'll make for a good spooky South Coast coming up when we bring that back. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right. So I just wanted to make you laugh to add to the Frankenbean story. Yes.
Sure.
I'm 74 years old and we grew up. Saturdays was just automatic, was hot dogs and beans, or Franks and beans, however you want to say it. But I also wanted to make you laugh with an aside that first Cape Verdeans, we love linguica or chorizo and baked beans also.
Oh, yeah.
So
I've always had it like with. I've always had it with Jag. I've never had it with baked beans.
Jag also, but no. Are you kidding? You got to open up some beans and have some linguica and peppers and chorizo and peppers and throw it in there. Nothing better.
All right.
But okay. Well, have a great day.
What about the brown bread? Did you do the brown bread?
You know what? Absolutely. We had that. I didn't care for it when I was a child. My parents loved it. When I can remember, that was an automatic. Those three things went together.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
For us, anyway. Pardon me?
Thank you so much for sharing.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. And that's, that. You know, the more I might have had linguica and beans. I think it's something we used to do at the diner as a catering dish. When we would do barbecues, I think that was one of the things we did all. People thought of a diner as being, you know, diner food, and it was. But the catering end of our business, we did higher end stuff, but we also did like, you know, blue collar barbecues and breakfast catering and all kinds of stuff. So you might be doing, you know, filet mignons and lobster one night, and then the next night you're doing beans and clam boils and all kinds of stuff, barbecue chickens. And so we learned how to make a variety of things, and you know, I think I did have linguica with baked beans on more than a few occasions. I just must have forgotten about it. 508-996-0500. The story that we'll talk about with Jack Spillane coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I think he's coming in. I don't think it's a holiday off for him. But we'll talk about the Inspectional Services Department of the City of New Bedford. Jack has a column where he kind of took it a step beyond Arthur Hirsch's article, where he reported on Ward 6 Councilor Ryan Pereira's request to get into the study about whether or not Inspectional Services is responding to people in a timely manner, whether or not they're handling things professionally. There's all these concerns about whether or not that department is slowing down and causing delays and causing people not to want to build in New Bedford. And we've heard about this anecdotally, but there was a study done to see if it was actually true. And so Arthur wrote about Councilor Pereira's request to dive into this further. And so Jack actually wrote a column in which he dives even deeper into that. So we'll talk with Jack about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And I'm sure some of you have run into that issue before. And Jack even poses in the column, is it a matter of being obstructionist or is it a matter of wanting to make sure that everything is done to the letter of the law? Is it that Fall River is more, you know, business friendly in the way that they handle this? Or is it that Fall River is more lax in their restrictions? And that's why people would rather go there. So he kind of poses both sides of that, and we'll talk with him about that coming up in the next hour. And don't forget, too, we have not only Win Cash coming up in the next hour, but we are also giving away tickets to the Mercy Meals and More Comedy Fundraiser that's happening on April 26th. And if you want to win tickets, you can go right now to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, and you can enter right there to win a pair of tickets to this Comedy Night fundraiser. It's happening on April 26th. Doors open at 5 p.m. with a buffet dinner that'll happen at 6:30, catered by Cove Surf and Turf. There will also be a cash bar. There'll be raffles. There'll be a door prize. It is for 18 and over, so keep that in mind if you go to buy tickets, which you can do so at funny4funds.com/events. That's funny, the number 4, funds.com/events. And it's also linked up in the story where you can try to win tickets too at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And why not have a great night out on the town with a great meal, a lot of laughs, that all goes to support a great cause. Speaking of fun events, yesterday I went to Max J Records for the listening party for the new Pearl Jam album, Dark Matter, and I had never gone to one of these listening parties before. I didn't even know about them until our boss, Mark, who's a huge Pearl Jam fan and knows that I like them, he came in and he said, "Hey, did you know that this record store in Fairhaven is one of only two places in the state where you can hear the album before it goes on sale on the 19th. And so I went down, I did a little story, and that ran last week on WBSM.com. And I RSVP'd a spot to be able to go and listen just so I could, you know, hear the album and take part in this listener party experience. And it was a lot of fun being standing around with other fans of Pearl Jam who were, you know, in varying degrees of how they got into the music. Some people were really rocking out. Most people were kind of just standing around, nodding, tapping their foot. And there was, you know, giveaways, and they did a raffle. So it was a lot of fun. And I certainly will take part in some other ones if there are albums coming up from bands that I want to hear in advance. But it was just nice to be with other music fans and experience something for the first time with them. So follow along at maxjrecords.com and see what other listening parties they have coming up. There's probably a lot of folks out there too that didn't know about this, that would have gone to it. And if you want to hear the album early, there's a special night happening tomorrow night in movie theaters. Select movie theaters, which you can find in our story about this, or you can go to the Pearl Jam website. But select movie theaters, including like Patriot Place, the Providence Mall theaters, I think those are the two closest around here, Warwick. You can actually go and hear the album in a movie theater. So they'll play it twice. I think it's like $20 to get a ticket. They'll play it twice. So you'll sit down the first time, they'll play it, just the audio. And then the second time they play it with some visualizations on the screen. I think they take like a little break in between. So you know how it's going to work. People are going to partake in a substance before they go in, and then they're going to take a break and partake again and come back in and have the visualization on the screen. But it's a great album. I really enjoyed it. Not everything I think is a high point, but there's some stuff that's really, really good. The first two tracks were amazing. But overall, I'd give it 7 out of 10. And that will come out on Friday if you want to get it, or if you want to pre-order it. They're taking pre-orders now at Max J Records, both for the vinyl album and the CD. And as much as I listen to music digitally now, I still always like to have the hard copies. In fact, I was looking at some of the cassettes that they have there, and I was like, oh, I wonder if I want to get back into cassettes. They not only do they have cassettes for sale, they have Walkmans for sale, including Bluetooth ones, so you could actually have the cassette player in your car, you know, the little Walkman in your car and beam it to the Bluetooth on your car radio. And I guess people are getting back into cassettes. I had a box, a big restaurant egg box. Restaurant egg boxes hold, I forget how many dozen eggs, 60 dozen eggs. So this is a very large box with handles, and they're sturdy, they're heavy duty, and that's why I use this box. And I had it filled with cassettes, most of them loose, not even in cases. And I would just cart that around with me everywhere. It would always be in the back of my car because I always had cassette players in my car. And then I'd bring it into the diner and we'd play cassettes while we were working. It was great. I had everything. I used to get them at Words and Music used. So I got them really cheap. Oh, you want to hear this? Oh, just dig through. It's in the box somewhere. But then when I decided I was done with cassettes, I went to throw them all away and Matt Costa stopped me. He said, I can't let you throw those away. You spent your whole life collecting those. And then he held on to them and he kept them in a closet in his house. And I don't know what happened to them. I don't remember if he gave them back to me or if, I don't know what happened to them, but they're somewhere. But he was right. It was a lifetime of collecting. And now look, they're making a comeback. Kids are listening to cassettes, I guess. I think, was it yesterday? That was National 8-Track Day. Or was recently. So some people still play 8-Tracks. I had a 79 Cadillac Eldorado that had an 8-Track player. And at that time, you could go to the Salvation Army and find 8-Tracks. And I had quite the collection. I had Led Zeppelin. I had Moody Blues. I had all kinds of 8-Tracks. Fleetwood Mac. And I would drive around playing them in my Cadillac thinking, how did anybody ever prefer this? I guess if, you know, it's the only on-demand type of music that you had. In cars that only had radios before, you're like, this is great. But if you're used to regular cassettes or even CDs by that point, you're like, this is horrible. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. We only have about a minute before we have to go into the newsroom. Let's take a quick call. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Oh, my God. I don't think I can make it in a minute.
Well, if you want to hang on, I can hold you on until after the news.
Yeah, I will hang on, Tim.
All right, hang on. If you want to call in, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Again, we will have Jack Spillane coming in the 8 o'clock hour to turn on the light. We'll take your calls during that as well. We're going to be talking about his column on the city's inspectional services department and whether or not there are unfair delays and holdups in that department. So it's a major topic of discussion that's going on right now. And, of course, the New Bedford Light has been all over it with Arthur Hirsch's reporting and Jack's column. So we'll talk about that as well as some other things with Jack when he comes in as well. Don't forget, too, that coming up in the next hour, we will have your first win cash code of the day, your chance to win $100 each hour between the 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours. And then also each time you enter, that's another entry for you for the chance to win $30,000. It's Win Cash on WBSM, brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services. Now, though, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
Donald Trump's hush money trial begins in New York. A Biden phone call stops Israeli retaliation, and the price of stamps could go up again.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Donald Trump could face jail time if he's convicted in his New York hush money trial, Tammy Trujillo reports.
Each of the 34 charges against the former president is a Class E felony, which carries a maximum prison sentence of 4 years upon conviction. If Trump is found guilty on all or some of the criminal counts, it will be up to the jury to decide how he'll be punished. Many legal experts, however, believe jail time would be unlikely in the case. A guilty verdict would also not bar Trump from continuing his bid for the presidency. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A 9-year-old girl is dead and 10 others injured after a shooting at a family gathering in Chicago. Police responded to a call on the city's southwest side late Saturday night after over a dozen gunshots were reported and found several shooting victims at a family gathering. Authorities said at the time that it appeared to have been a targeted shooting. Mayor Brandon Johnson called the incident a heinous and cowardly act of wanton violence. No word on arrests yet. A phone call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly played a role in Israel deciding not to retaliate for Saturday's large-scale drone attack by Iran. The New York Times cited U.S. officials that Israel was planning to retaliate early Sunday morning. Biden had reportedly told Netanyahu that Israel should count it as a win after intercepting most of the 300-plus drones and missiles Iran launched. Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez is set to be sentenced today. Gutierrez faces 18 months in prison for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on set, causing the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter in Hutchins' death and is scheduled to head to trial in July. The world's oldest conjoined twins have passed away. Michael Kastner with more.
Lori and George Chappelle died at the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania on April 7th. George, who had identified as male for the past 17 years, and his sister were joined at their foreheads. Their obituaries say George performed as a country music singer. His sister Lori had her own interests, including being an accomplished bowler. No word yet on the cause of death. I'm Michael Kastner.
Procrastinators are almost out of time to file their annual tax returns. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel offers this advice.
I'd like to tell taxpayers, don't panic and come to IRS for help. That's what we're set up for.
Commissioner Werfel says the extension only gives you more time to file, not more time to pay any balance due to Uncle Sam. Werfel says the extension form will help you estimate how much tax you owe so you won't face any penalties. Due to the holiday, Massachusetts residents have until the 17th to file their returns. And the U.S. Postal Service is asking for approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months. If the change gets the green light, a first-class stamp will jump from 68 cents to 73 cents in July.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Boston Marathon is the big story today, kicking off shortly in Hopkinton. And while that's underway, the Red Sox will host the Cleveland Guardians at Fenway Park for a game just after 11 this morning. The Bruins visit the Washington Capitals tonight. And in case you missed it, the Celtics wrapped up the regular season with a 132-122 win over the Washington Wizards at TD Garden. Boston now finishing as the top team in the NBA with a record of 64-18.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Starting off this week with partly cloudy skies this morning, temperature around 50. As we head into the afternoon, lower 60s, mostly sunny skies. If you're planning to head into the Boston area for the marathon, mostly sunny skies, topping out in the mid 60s this afternoon, this morning in the upper 40s to upper 50s with mostly sunny skies. Locally, overnight, mostly clear in the mid 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Lower 60s. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Back in 508-996-0500. I was just trying to get the TV back on in here. Something's going on. Looks like the cable's knocked out. What's been going on lately in Fairhaven? Power's been going out often. Cable is out. I don't get it. Anyway, 508-996-0500. By the way, we we solved our problem with our power issues. So nobody needs to be sending me messages over the weekend saying, hey, you're off the air. The battery backup system has been replaced. The problem is the power kept going out so much, it fried our backup, so we had to replace it. Breaking down the fourth wall a little bit for you there, but that problem should be solved now. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. I know Sketty's on hold. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Tim. I'm doing good. I've been home since Thursday, I think I came home. So I'm enjoying being right here, back in New Bedford. And I love the fact I can get you on my radio and call you on my phone and don't have to listen on my phone.
There you go.
But of course, yeah, but, you know, I am wicked grateful for that. I think I might have to bring this radio with me because I think this is a guarantee in Plymouth. He's been in the hospital since the 4th.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so he should be getting out, I think, like Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's good.
So, it was pouring raining on that 4th. That was like that huge bad rainstorm. Oh, my God. We drove up there. I had to take an Uber home. I was afraid to drive his car home in that rain. I was like, no way. I don't know my way out of here. I'll go up a one-way street or something, you know. But the Uber was $58. Now, that's a lot of money, but oof, not really.
I saw one of my friends was in Austin, Texas yesterday trying to get a Lyft. And it was $202 for the Lyft. And he wasn't going that far. He was only going like 15 miles.
Oh, my stars. What? Oh, come on now. Oh, that, you know what it is. Location, location.
Well, and it's peak pricing. So certain times of the day are more expensive than other times, depending on, you know, what they call it, surge pricing.
Yeah. Well, let me see. I called them, the Uber. I had to have a girl help me. I had no idea what I was doing with my phone. And thank God she had the patience with me. But I think it was like 2 o'clock she picked me up. Yeah, $58. I was like, wow, so happy for that price. I couldn't believe it. I was going to take a taxi to South Station, then the train from South Station to Plymouth, but I didn't really know who I could call from Plymouth to come pick me up from there. So, I mean, but anyways, I got home and he'll be home soon and I'll be, you know, going back until September back and forth. I think this time I'm just going to do 2 days, 3 days, and then 3 days home. Because it's a lot, you know.
Yeah, you got to have some time for yourself, too.
Exactly. So speaking of hot dogs, this is a riot. I literally took hot dogs out last night. I don't eat them. I only would eat them once a year if my sister-in-law grilled. And I always wanted Hebrew National. But I found these really good hot dogs, and I will be eating them once a month. It's called Water Hill. They are in Aldi's. I swear, I'm so thrilled. There's no nitrates in it or nitrates added. I'm going to read it from the label. It's grass-fed beef, gluten-free, casein-free, fully cooked. Beef is raised with no antibiotics, no added hormones, ever. This is a family-owned business, and it's amazing. It's the only thing that's in it is paprika and celery for celery powder, mm-hmm, for the flavoring of the hot dog, right? So I am thrilled. I will be eating a hot dog now at least once a month, and they took them out yesterday. I mean, no nitrates? Come on. This is 100% natural.
No added nitrates.
Right, no nitrates or added nitrates, both.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like they're worth trying. Next time I'm in an Aldi, I'll have to grab a pack.
Yep, Water Hill, it's called. So I will be eating hot dogs once a month, and I took them out last night. And I'm going to have one with sauerkraut and one with just mustard and relish. And I love brown bread. I totally forgot about brown bread. I am, like, thrilled that you said that because I'm like, what? I had that when I was a kid all the time with butter. My mom would slab the butter on it. I won't use it with butter, but now I feel like I've got to run out to the store and I've got to get the brown bread because I don't eat, like I said, I only ate hot dogs once a year, right? So like naturally I would forget about brown bread, but now I'm like, oh, glad you mentioned that. I love it.
I would say, you know, thank Barry Richard for it because it's his article.
I know, his
that prompted
story.
Me.
Yeah, his story. What else did I want to say? Oh, so I have cassettes. I have like 24 cassettes left I refuse to throw out. And I have this weird cassette player. It's a recorder that you would talk into, like if you're at a business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do, I use it to play my cassette on because I don't have a cassette player anymore. So I you know, I got that little go-to thing.
Well, if you go to Max J Records, he has right under the, you know, you walk over to his counter where he sells things, and on the front of it, it's like a pegboard with all different, like, stuff for, like, repairing records, keeping records clean, you know, all that stuff. And then on that rack, he has a couple of different type of, like, Walkman things that, you know, cassette player with headphones, another one that has Bluetooth that'll connect to your Bluetooth stuff. So maybe you can get yourself a better player there.
And speaking of records, I have a record. I know it's a 33 and a half. It's, I think, Mark might want it. I don't know. It's a Sergeant Bilko. No, for him to make, he made a, what is it? It's like all parade music.
Yeah, you know who might want that is Taylor Cormier. Taylor collects records like that.
Oh, does he? Good.
He's probably listening. He'll let me know if it's something he's interested in.
Yeah, Sergeant Bilko, he had this like comedy show, and how this
Phil
all
Silver
came about.
Show. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So, so I have that. I saved that. My husband had a lot of records, and for some reason, I saved that one. But anyways, that's all. I know I went over my 3 minutes. Sorry.
Well, it's all right. I got to take a break anyway. But thank you so much for the call. Great hearing from you.
Oh, great to be able to call you too, Jim.
All right. You have a good day.
So happy. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. And we got a caller. Hang on. I will take you as soon as I come back. But I got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Good. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning.
What's on your mind?
Okay. You had been discussing about the cassette tapes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I used to collect all those cassette tapes. And I made a collection, and I recorded from radio broadcasts, announcers, songs, and everything. And so many of my tapes go, like, kind of way back. Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Prince. And I even have some of the children's tapes that my wife, we got for Teddy Ruskin.
Oh, yeah. You used to put him in the back of the doll, and he would talk and tell you the story.
And, right, and he would talk. And Billy Joel, that was another one that was pretty good. And Michael Jackson have his. And even from the Super Bowl, what I probably, well, I think is probably the greatest, the best entertaining halftime show was Whitney Houston and God Bless America. Or was it? No, the Star Spangled Banner. Mm-hmm. That became a very popular, I think it even made the top 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I have the original tape of that. That you could get in the store back in the day.
So yeah, I collected them for years and years and years, and then one day I was just like, what am I ever going to do with these? And now here they are making a comeback.
Well, I play mine. Matter of fact, I was listening to some of the tapes yesterday. My wife bought me a portable cassette recorder, and I plug it in, put my earphones on, and sometimes just read the newspaper and listen to the music.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Go ahead.
One thing you could do was go to some of the stores like Kmart and some of the other older stores that are not around, and you could buy blank tapes and record right from the radio.
Yeah, I used to do it all the time.
Yeah, that was fun. Sometimes you find I would even pick up, if I forgot it was taping, I would even pick up some of the commercials, and so I listen to them, and many of them are pretty good commercials.
I go back and I listen on YouTube to a lot of the old commercials, the old jingles, the old imaging from some of those stations. I geek out on that stuff. I love it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
You too.
And let's take another quick call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning, Tim. You were talking about beans and hot dogs and things?
Yes.
I'm diabetic, and I could never have the regular beans. Bush brand beans has a sugar-free.
Mm-hmm.
being. And what I do is crock pot, throw a can of the sugar-free beans in there, put a pork tenderloin in there, put sugar-free barbecue sauce on there, throw in a couple of chopped onions, and top it off with brown bread.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, my God. Just let it go. Similar way, it's like pulled pork.
Wow.
And it just stand and throw it, you know, as many cans of beans you need or whatever for your family. And I want to tell you, have you tried the Town Tavern and Tap where Lindsay used to be?
I have not yet, no.
Oh, my God, Tim, you've got to go. Outstanding.
Well, I'll have to go by there and try it out. I remember talking with the owner when they were making all the plans, and I was like, I'll be one of your first people out there, but I just haven't had a chance to get in there yet.
They have the quality and the quantity is like I've seen years. And you were talking about chorizo. They have the beer braised mussels with the chorizo in it and the beer and stuff. They have that. And they have scallops and sliced chorizo. I went the length of the whole restaurant to go to the ladies' room, quote unquote, just to check things out. Unbelievable. I got fish and chips, 3 pieces the size of my hand, 2 inches thick.
Wow. So they definitely are a worthy successor to Lindsay's, it sounds like.
Oh, it's 110%. I mean, the service was snap, snap, snap. Everybody was wonderful. They have the, you know, the chicken and waffles. They have a fried chicken and a honey spice chicken sandwich. They have the beer, bar pizzas. They have pastrami and pickles bar pizza.
I will have to check that out.
Oh, you'd love it.
I gotta hold you there, though. I gotta take a break. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a
great
good day.
Show. Thank you.
Thank you. I gotta take one quick break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Final few moments we have here. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Good morning.
I'm gonna get a couple of sentences, and I know I'm right near the end. I know Jack's coming in. That lady that just called, I'm glad I caught this. I'm going out the door. She was talking about sugar-free beans. Okay, if you're going to get them in the can, ma'am, this call is for you. Please listen. I love your heart. I love your voice. I love the way you sound when you talk on the radio. But I heard your call. If you're going to buy beans in a can and it says no sugar on the can, then there's no sugar in the can. They usually put it, if the liquid, they add sweet taste to the beans in the can to make them taste good. If you buy the raw beans in a bag that you have to cook yourself, it's still a high carbohydrate food. It turns to glucose in your system after you eat it. You're not doing yourself any favors if you have diabetes. If you're going to get them in a can and it says sugar-free, that's a marketing ploy to get you to buy it because you're going to see the words sugar-free. Don't do it, ma'am. The sugar's going to be in your system as soon as you eat it.
Thanks
for taking my call.
They can't put it on the label if it's in there, though. That's against the law.
No. If she buys the ones that say no sugar, for sugar-free, that means they didn't put any in the can with that liquid that they put in with it.
All right,
that means it's sugar-free. But when she eats the beans, if she eats the beans from that same can, those beans are high carbohydrate starchy food. She's still going to get glucose in her system. And if she wants to prove it, eat the beans, lady. Eat the beans. An hour later, I know you have the little glucometer. Check yourself. And you're going to see that I'm telling you the truth. Just trying to help. Have a good day. Thank you, Mr. Weisberg.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And one other quick thing that I want to mention is we're talking about, you know, things that are sugar-free. How about if you want some sugar, right? How about if you want some carbs? How about starting your day the sunrise way, right? Well, there's a lot of different ways that you can celebrate with sunrise, whether it be just an everyday thing, an everyday treat like today, right? Maybe you've got the day off, treat yourself to some famous pastries or muffins or donuts and a delicious cup of coffee, or stop by for lunch and get some of their casserole, their chicken salad, their tuna salad, or maybe you have something special coming up that you want to celebrate. Birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, Mother's Day, there's a lot coming up. And Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop is the place to go to make any celebration shine. So stop on in and see what they're all about. Get some of their delicious delicious food, whether you want to get something for today, whether you want to get something for a celebration, whether you want to just treat yourself. It's all there at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. And when you do go in there and you see all that they have to offer, your wheels will start turning about, oh, well, the kids are home from school this week. I'm going to get some fresh baked Portuguese pops, and I'm going to get some of this linguiça. I'm going to get some of this casserole. I'm going to get some of this tuna. I'm going to make my own sandwiches at home for the kids all week. But Sunrise basically did all the work for me already. All I've got to do is throw it all together. So that's the kind of great week you can have for yourself while the kids are home from school. Give them everything they need. Give, you know what? Give them muffins and donuts in the morning. Give them